Welcome to TLDR Auspol, the podcast for the engaged-ish people of the world. Hello and welcome to the first episode of TLDR Auspol. My name is Ree and I'm here with Annabelle.
Hello, Ree.
Hi, Annabelle.
We're doing this.
We're doing this thing.
Finally.
I'm here we terrified.
Are on record. I am terrified too.
How absurd. I feel like we have about seven listeners out there in the world.
Hello to all seven of you.
To all seven of you, our family and our friends. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
For maybe the eighth listener, do you think we should give a little bit of a TLDR on what
this bad boy
is?
And, I like it a lot.
And who we are.
Let's go for it.
Who are you, Annabelle?
Who am I?
Yes.
Well, you could have asked that in a less threatening way, for starters. I am Annabelle. I am a friend of Rhiannon, first.
Wow.
Mother, second. See? Puts you before my kid.
Wow.
I am a political person. I love politics. I love advocacy. I love social change. I am really, really happy to be here to talk politics, with you.
So excited.
Even though I know we're going to disagree a lot.
It's kind of the premise of this thing, isn't it? it's really exciting to be here with you. Like Annabelle said, we are indeed here to talk politics.
Hey, Rhiannon, who are you?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Rhiannon. Who am I? I'm not a politics nerd, really. I'm curious about it. And yep. I hate ranty people on Facebook about politics, and I try to stay across politics,
yep.
But I certainly don't know who the crossbenchers are. Mm-hmm. I work in innovation and tech for UTS and have been in that space for a couple of years now. We met working for Cure Brain Cancer
Which
Foundation.
I'm still there in the trenches.
Still there in the trenches doing incredible work in advocacy for brain cancer.
Yes.
Over the last couple of years, I, as you well know, was fascinated enough by politics to go, I'm going to try and understand this and I'm going to try and learn it. And I found it really hard. Mm, you know, I found that this whole politics and the system is behind a bit of a glass wall. You know, like it feels like you have to.
And we don't learn it in high school. We don't learn it growing up unless you kind of come from that, a family where politics is talked about at the dinner table, which, you know, it's kind of taboo, isn't it? So, you know, it's not really something that we know or it's in us innate.
Exactly. And so, we've had a number of great conversations over the last couple of years about politics and about what we think about what goes on in Parliament House.
Yeah.
And it's kind of exciting to finally be here recording this because I feel like this is like the culmination of a couple of years of great conversations over a lot of rosé over the years.
There's no rosé here, though.
No.
I thought about it on the way in, but I was like...
I also thought about this, but I was like, should we promote, you know, that you have to have a glass of wine in your hand to have a good conversation?
It'll be interesting to see what comes out without rosé.
Exactly. But yeah, so TLDR really has come out of our friendship and realizing that it is possible to have great conversation about politics, even when you disagree on particular things.
Yep.
And so... it's super exciting and really nerve-wracking to be putting ourselves out there.
I think you're right. That's one of the first things I said to you, like the risk of going on record talking about anything politically related is high for people like us who kind of, you know, who that's kind of the vibe. That's what vibes us. That's what we like to do. And so it's probably what we'll be doing for a while. And so, but then on the flip side, it's like, we need to have courage of convictions and what we feel.
Totally.
And you know, that's, I'm really scared.
Well, I mean, in
I'll
some
be
ways,
honest in that.
You've got a little more on the line than me. So one thing that Annabelle left out of her little welcome is that, she is indeed a political person, but in the last 12 months, you've actually run for your local council.
I did.
Yeah, which was quite a ride in the middle of a pandemic.
I know.
And so you're a very, like, you know, public-facing representative at the moment.
Yes.
With a lot on the line. I'm just a schmuck over here who can say whatever she likes. And, you know, I got no one knocking on my door asking me.
I hope, though, that whatever I say is... I don't think that there's anything that doesn't align with... Or I'm, you know, Labour, you know, a Labour representative.
She said it.
Yeah, full disclosure. That's very important. I'm proud to be, you know, and I don't think, and I hope that there's nothing that I could possibly say that would not align with that anyway. That's why you pick a party, because it aligns with your values. Exactly. We'll talk about that.
Which is, I think that might be episode two, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. But yeah, so that's a little bit about us and why we're here. Yeah, like I said, I'm excited and I'm nervous. A lot of people have said to us in the last couple of weeks while we've been quietly disclosing to, you know, our friends and family.
I don't think I've told really pretty much that many people.
Oh, I've told so many people. I probably haven't done the whole, like, launch a podcast thing well, in that I've told a lot of people that it's happening before.
Isn't that part of launching something? You're the marketing person.
Yeah.
You got to tell people? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here, but we're just giving it a crack. Like, you're listening to the biggest experiment that either of us have ever done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But basically...
I did have a child, though. That was an experiment.
Oh, that's a big experiment, correct.
It's turned out well, just in case anyone's wondering.
She's very cute.
She's very cute.
The premise of this conversation is that these conversations don't happen often, you know, mm-hmm. where, like, so Annabelle's just quite openly said that she is a representative of the Labor Party. Mm-hmm. I sit centre right on the spectrum, which means that the party, the major party that I support, is the Liberal Party.
Mm-hmm.
And for both of us, there's been quite a big process of like working out where we sit on the political spectrum, which is episode two for the seven of you who are going to tune in again for episode two.
Or all those people who have, like, you know, when we're big and famous and this podcast is like huge, and then they're going back and being like, okay, I'll start from the start.
Yeah, that's right.
And hello to specifically you. To you guys. Exactly. Enjoy binging on
exactly.
us.
But when I've been telling people about it, whether it's been the right time or not, more often than not, people don't understand the name. So the name is an acronym. And I thought that it was common, like a common phrase, but maybe it's just like my innovation and tech, like, nerdiness coming out. But TLDR stands for Too Long Didn't Read. So if any point you've received an email from someone that's like, the TLDR on this, it's like, basically, here's the short story.
I've seen it in, like, comments on Reddit and stuff like that, but I've never heard it in... That's like using YOLO in a...
Totally, which, as we discovered earlier, is something neither of us have done for a while. But yeah, so the premise of TLDR, Too Long Didn't Read, is that we really want to have the conversations for the people who, they want to stay engaged. You know, like we said at the beginning, it's for the engaged-ish
I love that.
People of the world. And, you know, it's for our friends who know that we're into politics and know that we enjoy talking about that stuff, but are never going to wade through all of the 100-page long policy documents to understand it, but also knowing that just reading a policy document doesn't help you stay across
absolutely
something. And so really what we hope is that TLDR AusPol helps you make your mind up on different stuff.
And I don't think either of us are claiming to be experts. I definitely am not.
No, I'm not an expert in anything.
I think it's a learning experience for us as much as anything else. And so I hope that anyone who's listening, all seven of you and the bingers, you know, can learn along with us. And there's absolutely nothing in here that's going to be like ranty or like, you know, well, we'll leave that to my Facebook page.
That's right. Yeah. You're very good at the inflammatory Facebook post every now and then.
And there's always a Rhiannon comment.
That's right. That's been a note before it was a comment that I've deliberated on the train. But
and it starts with something like, in all fairness, or something like that.
Exactly.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit down for this one.
Exactly. But that's kind of the beauty of, like, a talking politics with a dear friend, right, mm-hmm. is that, like, we've never left a conversation upset with each other.
No,
and we've never left a conversation not having had our own thoughts provoked really constructively.
Yep.
And, you know, so that's kind of part of the charm of TLDR AusPol as well, is that, like, you know, if you start campaigning for the Labor Party, I'm going to pull you up on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I say something...
We're going to talk about the button.
Oh, my gosh, should we introduce the button? Amazing. So, backstory to the button is that Annabelle and I both have our quirks when it comes to politics conversations. I tend to default to using big words because I am currently studying some postgrad study in public policy, and so my head is like all in academia land.
And I'm going to encourage you to join the Labor Party.
Exactly. And so she's going to get you to sell your soul to the Labor Party. And so what we decided was that we needed some kind of fun way of like pulling each other up.
Accountability for
accountability buddies, you know, for the sake of you, our listeners, and also for the sake of our friendship. So Annabelle went out and bought a button from Officeworks called the Millennial Button. Do you want to
Well, how about you say some big word and I'll push it?
Are you putting me on the spot? Now I'm stressed. What can if, I pretend okay. to be you?
How about I try and get you to join? How about I campaign
yeah,
for
yeah, okay, go
hey
for
everyone,
it.
Join the Labour Party.
Are you okay, hun?
Oh, yes, we were hoping that one would come out. But basically, the button will make an appearance when either one of us happens to head towards one of those tendencies, which yeah. is not constructive for the podcast. And
no.
we've agreed that we're going to respect the podcast as well as respecting each other.
I want respect the podcast to become a phrase. I think I was saying, telling Ree the other day, this has obviously been something we've been working on for a little while, and I had a bit of a, well, I was having a bit of a heated discussion with my boyfriend, and I went, respect the podcast.
He was like, it just
took everything out. We just ended up on the floor laughing.
Yeah, I love it. And
he had no idea what I was talking about, just FYI. No.
You're going to make it a thing.
Now.
It's like we're going to make fetch happen. We're going to make Respect the Podcast a thing here. And we also expect that of you, our listeners, as well, that, you know, coming into this, yes, there will be things we disagree on, but the heart of it is that it's okay to disagree.
Yeah.
And that, you know, what we've learned by years of friendship and also years of having these conversations
yep.
and getting better at them as mm-hmm. well, is that when you come into a conversation about politics, like postured for understanding, you know, like I'm not coming into this to stake my claim and defend my territory, but actually I'm fascinated and I'm curious by what you think, which is why, you know, I asked if you'd even attempt this weird thing with me.
Thank you for asking. And I think you're right. Like it's never about challenging what you believe in. It's about understanding what your thought process is behind the decision that you've come to. And I find that extremely, I mean, one of the things I said I was nervous about, like reputation and stuff like that. But one of the other things I was really nervous about is you're extremely clever. And, you know, oftentimes you make a very good point. And I find it, I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. I need a second to kind of absorb that and try and refocus what I believe and what I feel, because what you've said is I would have just gone, no, I don't believe in that. But now the way you've explained it, it's like, wow, that's far out. Okay, I can. And it's great because it makes your argument more sound, and it helps you kind of feel confident in what it is that you're talking about. So, you know, I love that about us.
I love us too. I believe many more people love
we'll
us
see.
Also, but we're also putting our voices out there in the political domain, so I am prepared for the trolls.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna learn how to respond to them from you.
Oh yes.
So how to provoke them back.
Yep.
But yeah, so I think the thing that, and I might be speaking out of school here, I'm going to speak for you for a second. I think that the thing that we've agreed on for a little while now is that idea that you can't disagree with someone well, you know, like time and time again, we come back to these conversations where we're like, if only more people could chat like this,
yep.
you know, and respect each other first
yep.
and respect the beliefs of the other person,
yep.
you know, maybe we would have a better culture of engagement with politics.
Totally.
You know, and particularly we really want to, we're going big here. We really want to kind of attack or tackle this like dogmatic approach yeah. to, you know, you have to pick your party, and mm-hmm. and once you pick your party, it almost doesn't matter
yeah.
what else is going on. I've picked my party and I'm backing them.
Yeah.
And therefore, if anyone says anything on Facebook I disagree with, or, you know, I'm going to be there ranting and I'm going to be there provoking.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like we want this space to be more friendly and less dogmatic and less yeah. polarizing than it is. And kind of the only way that's going to happen is by putting ourselves out there and saying, yeah. well, here's how we do it, you
yeah.
know, and come into that conversation.
And like we've both probably been on the receiving end of, you know, sort of, you see the shudder when you say, oh, someone's, you know, left leaning or right leaning, and the person feels yeah. the opposite way, and they're like, ugh. And, you know, that's sort of a little bit of, I'd love to be able to take that out of it. So it, you yeah. kind of go, oh, cool. Like we're going to have a really great discussion here.
Totally.
And if we can disagree well, then, you know, all the way up, you know, to the top tiers of parliament can disagree
yeah.
well and can have a constructive conversation
yeah.
and granted it might be at a different level, but and they might know a little bit more about what they're talking about. But, you know, that's where we're putting our money where our mouth is too.
Totally. And I think the thing that we've said for a little while as well, I've certainly said, and I won't speak for you, is that like our system, if I'm not, you can push the button on me, is that, you know, our system is a direct result of the way that we engage with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how, you know, our system of democracy works, is that the way that we engage with it changes what happens in Parliament House.
Yeah.
That could be a naive and a bit of a romantic approach to it, right? In that, of course, there's always more at play than meets the eye with politics. But, you know, rather than just being like, well, I don't like the way that the Liberal Party approached climate change, which is a classic quip, right? Actually understanding, well, what is the approach and what is it about it that I disagree with? Is it actually the ideology, the values that underpinned how that policy was made, or is it the tactics? Because that changes the way that you go about engaging with it to see the change that you want to see as a citizen in a democratic, a very healthy democratic nation. So, you know, we really want to, with TLDR, it's about policy. You know, it's really about defining for us within these conversations, what does policy mean, and how do we have an anchor for those conversations to come back to? Well, we're going to differ because we're at different ends of the political spectrum. Well, we're not actually really, we're both kind of center right, center left, but anyway, we're going to differ. That's okay. Let's understand how we differ. And if I want to get change, if I want to make change occur, how might I go about that? Because writing to your local member and saying, well, writing to your local member, the impact is questionable at best, right?
Depending on the member,
On the member. But writing to your local member specifically with, this is how I want to be represented, or approaching your local election, knowing that on particular issues, this is how I want to be represented, means that we all engage with that process in a much cleverer manner.
There's many ways to participate in democracy, and I'm all for that. You know, I mean, grassroots advocacy in particular is my bag, and I love it. And I've seen some great change happen from the grassroots up. And that's one of the things that really drew me to the idea that you had about doing a podcast like this, is if we can encourage people to engage with democracy, whether it's joining a party, whether it's running as an independent, whether it's, you know, understanding a little bit more why you're voting, the way you're voting, or whatever in between, that's really going to be awesome to be able to even just encourage that conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, we're pretty excited. I'm really excited to be here, but I'm
excited too.
I'm pretty nervous,
but excited to learn too. Like you talked a lot about looking before about, you know, looking at, you know, the climate change policy for the Liberal Party, for example. You know, I actually don't know what that is. You know, I know what I think about the climate change policy in the Labour Party. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that I joined up, because I want to make that the Labour Party the best it can be, if I can, you know, with my one little voice. But I don't actually know what that is. And so through this, what the Liberal Party policy is, and through this podcast, I'm really excited to learn about different policies, learn about different perspectives of policies, and sometimes form my own views live.
Wow.
Sorry, that was loud. I'm supposed to lean back and laugh, everyone. So I did not do that then.
Actually so hard, because both of us...
The struggle is real.
It really is. both of us have quite loud laughs. And so if we laugh leaning in here, you're gonna break.
The struggle is gonna be real.
The struggle is gonna be real for you. Okay, so with all that in mind, what next couple of episodes, right? Talk to me, Annabelle. What are we tackling in the first couple of episodes to set the scene for the rest of our conversation?
Well, I'm chomping at the bit, and I'm aware of the fact that we've got a little bit of a plan.
Yes.
And I'm trying not to skip ahead too much. Some of the things you've said, I'm like, I want to talk about this, but I want to make sure that we're sticking to the plan.
Yes.
So, you know, like, we really want to talk about, you know, firstly, we want to talk about who we were, which I think, you know, hopefully throughout all of this, and people will learn through it.
Totally.
You know, and now, next, we're going to talk about the political spectrum and the role of ideologies within that. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about why we sit where we sit within that too, which would be cool.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've found in our conversations is, we quite early on learned a bit of a shared language around that articulated the beliefs that underpin the way we approach politics and policy. Mm. And so for me, it's been really helpful to have some shared language around, well, when Annabelle is analysing a policy, these are the values she's holding close. And so it's meant that the conversation, even when we've disagreed, has been quite objective.
Objective. And I think you're right. Like, I mean, that's, and I was saying to you the other day, like, that's how I look at a policy. Like, values is always first.
Yeah.
You know, evidence-based, whether it changes, but like, values. And that's why you, you know, that's where you, why you understand where you sit on the political spectrum. So that'll be really interesting and fun
to get into. Really looking forward to episode 2 on the political spectrum. And really understanding what the spectrum means for us here in Australia and what it means for us as individuals. Kind of on another framing note, we're launching into episode 3 as well, talking about defining policy. Which I'm really looking forward to picking your brains a little bit about how running for local council changed your opinion on policy and what that looked like. Because I know that from an academic lens, I feel like I have like 98,000 things that I've been told policy is.
Yeah.
But what we thought would be helpful with the podcast is to for us to have our own like TLDR definition of when we're talking about a particular topic. So, you know, side note here, each episode is going to be a policy or a policy area.
Yeah.
So for some of the chunkier ones, we may end up splitting over a couple of episodes. But we're basically going to tackle an issue. Annabelle and I are both going to take a look at the policy and we're basically going to distill it down to a page if we can. And yes, huge.
This is what you came to me with.
Like, yes.
You were like, this is what we're going to do. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, and it was the Liberal Party part of their climate change policy as well, which is like a something that I knew would make the hairs on the back of Annabelle's neck stand up, but also this like super in-depth policy. And that's kind of where it is where the idea for this podcast came from.
What did you say the other day where you were like, it took me a day to read that policy? And I was like, that's not that long, like considering how long some of these policies are. Like, it took me a whole day. That's really impressive, actually.
So we're basically going to do that each episode.
Back to the clever thing.
Yeah, and go a bit. Right, one topic, one policy per episode. But also this this podcast is not just us because we are not experts in anything. But it's guests who know a whole lot more than us and really taking a look at the landscape and the context of that policy so that our listeners can go away with an understanding of what the policy is trying to achieve, where it's coming from, the context in which it was built, and decide for themselves like what they think about it.
And I think like you're sort of touching on that a little bit, keeping it very bipartisan if we can. And I know like obviously I've come straight out and you know been really clear about where I stand and the party that I am part of, but you know the work that I do in Cure Brain Cancer Foundation, I've got to be super super bipartisan and super like, you know, middle of the road, or whoever's in power is going to be the one that's going to make change for us. So I think keeping that space really objective and really bipartisan and not sort of try and, I mean, keep that hand hovered over that button because it's going to be very difficult for me. But I think it's a really cool lesson to learn and trying to look at things objectively and not just, like you say, through the lens of, oh, well, this is the party I support.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is, like we said, this is all a big experiment, but we're really excited to be tackling this.
Rhiannon.
Yes.
How do people keep in touch with us?
Oh my gosh, we have an Instagram page. Head to Insta.
Way to go.
Sorry, that wasn't, but I just wanted to push cool. it. Yes. Felt like it.
Really, it's a vibe. It's a real vibe. Yes, Instagram at TLDR_AusPoll. We want to do some fun things later on with the podcast, like Q&A episodes. Like, what are the questions you thought were too dumb to ask anyone that you knew? Submit it to us and we will do our best to find someone who knows the answer.
I've got lots.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. So head to Instagram, follow along there. We're going to be releasing episodes fortnightly on all of the platforms where you may find a podcast. So keep your eyes peeled. But Annabelle, episode 1.
Oh, if you're still listening at this point, thank you so much.
Yeah, wow, what a trooper. The single trooper that's still listening now.
The well, drop-off rate.
It has been a pleasure. Annabelle, thanks so much.
And making me be a part of this. Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
It's so exciting. We can't wait to come back with episode 2 coming to you soon. Thanks.
Bye.